See how simple meditation is? You now have the basic foundation for continuing on your own, although there are some other aspects you will likely want to learn, such as techniques for deepening your meditation experience and ways to enhance your spiritual awareness and understanding. Before that, you may want to practice what you have learned so far, applying this affirmation and making meditation a daily routine. Then after a few days of meditating without the assistance of this tape, you will be ready to complete the course. In the meantime, here are a few other things you might consider adding to your sessions. Some people enjoy music during the period prior to meditating. Look at the end of your workbook for a list of recommended audio tapes from which you can select. Others also find that certain odors provided by incense, herbs, or flowers are effective for reaching a deeper state of meditation. Since odors are a highly personal matter, you may wish to experiment with a variety of scents to find those that produce a calm, peaceful feeling. It's important not to use a fragrance that is disturbing or distracting. Some types of incense mentioned in the Casey readings are cedar, lavender, sandalwood, myrrh, hyssop, rose, and violet. Another aid in entering meditation is chanting. Vocalizing certain vowel sounds is especially helpful for inducing a resonance between body and soul. Since you're thinking of the sound you are making, this keeps your mind directed and also tunes it up for focusing on the affirmation. Edgar Cayce offered an insightful comment about chants, saying that certain kinds of chants express ideas understandable only by the subconscious mind, even if the sound has no meaning to the conscious mind. The vibratory effect of chanting provides a gentle stimulation to the nerves and to the endocrine forces that are quickened in meditation. You will find a few of these sounds phonetically described in your workbook on page 15. See if you can make them vibrate deeply within you, like this. Part of the value of these preparation tools is to cue your subconscious mind that meditation time is at hand. Many people find that washing their face and hands helps. There are two more valuable aids that you will want to consider using. One is to read inspirational material, and the other is to pray just prior to your daily sessions. Prayer for some meditators has been especially helpful in amplifying the beneficial effects of their experience. Any one or more of the small rituals just discussed can open a line of communication to a deeper facet of your being. You might want to take some time, as suggested earlier, and practice what you have learned so far before going on. And while you're at it, you might want to try some of the suggested preparations. In the next session, you will be introduced to techniques for deepening your meditation, as well as methods for dealing with distraction.